Blog Talk Radio.
Where is power shall overflow? Where the world shall be made more. Yeah, we are under an open heaven. Yeah, we are under an open heaven.
All participants are muted.
Coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Go ahead and invite them. As we always say, go ahead and break into their day. Amen. Break into their schedule. Let them know that we are on. Let them know that we're on and that we would love to have them to come and join us on tonight. Yes, we would. Yes, we would. Amen. As we're coming into the presence of the Lord, as we're preparing to come into the presence of the Lord, we just want to again thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. We're grateful. We're so grateful. We're so grateful that you have elected to come and join us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Grateful that you have elected to join us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. And tonight we are rebroadcasting on tonight. And we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. We're going into our prophetic conference that was earlier in the year. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, get your pen, your pencil, your paper ready. Get ready as we now resume the broadcast. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We want to welcome you tonight to this open heaven. There is a river that's flowing, and whatever you need, it's in the waters on tonight. Amen. We welcome you to this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming out to join us on tonight. We do give God thanks. We give God praise for each of you tonight. We thank you for your coming. We thank you, thank you, thank you. As you know, this is our prophetic encounter, our prophetic encounter with the prophet Virgil Postel out of Alachua, Florida. We're so grateful to have him be with us. We are grateful tonight. We're grateful, indeed grateful. Amen, Jesus. We pray that today that you went to your several places of worship, that you receive what you needed from the Lord and that you're coming back for more. Can somebody say for more on tonight? Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For bringing us, giving us a mind to come to be a part of this outreach ministry. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you. We thank you for your coming. We thank you for your time. We thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Truly, we can say that the Lord is doing great things here on the Prayer News Network Global. We can truly say that because he is. Amen. He's doing great things. We thank him for his word that is coming for his people, that the people of God can be blessed, that they can take it in. Amen, that they can eat this word, glory to God, coming from these anointed vessels, and that they can be blessed and grow thereby. And we just want to welcome you tonight, each and every one of you. We thank God for you again. We want to let you know that this is indeed a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. It's absolutely free. We just ask that once you get it, that you send it. Send it to someone. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Send it. Glory to God. We just want to thank God for all of our listeners that are listening internationally. When we last count, we find that we are now broadcasting in over 59 countries, and we thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So many downloads taking place of the word, and we just bless the Lord, amen, that you're finding value, that you recognize the voice of the Lord and that you're getting these broadcasts and that you're certainly being blessed. We give God thanks for you again. We thank God for all of our listeners that are in the isles of the sea, those of you, glory to God, that are here in the States. I believe we ping now in every state. Every state is covered. So we can say all over the United States, we thank God for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We do give him glory. We do give him praise. Amen. Truly the Lord is good to us. He's good to us, people of God. And we just give him thanks. We give him praise for this PNN, and that when the pandemic shut the doors, God opened this PNN to the nations. And we thank the Lord that we've been now going on 3 years here every single night, whether live or whether rebroadcasting, we've been here because you've been here. So we just give God thanks for you. We bless the Lord for you, each and every one of you. We thank God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot say that enough. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for our leaders. Just want to recognize our leaders on tonight. Want to recognize my leaders. Want to recognize all of the leaders that are coming to the line. So many of you are coming. Glory to God, not even coming for an engagement, but coming to listen in. And we thank God that you're able to find value. You're able to find something that you can eat, glory to God, and that you can be blessed. But I just want to thank God again for my leaders, thanking him for, glory to God, our founding father, the late apostle from S.D. James, thanking God for him on tonight. Want to thank God for Mother Carrie James and the First Family. Glory to God, our founding mother. Thanking the Lord for her, giving God praise. Amen. Praying for her strength. Amen. And we just bless the Lord for all that he's doing in her life. Want to thank God tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. We just bless the Lord for him. We thank God for him on tonight. Glory to God for, amen, First Lady Huggins, amen. Thanking God for her. We give God thanks. We give God praise tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and for Lady Tina. Glory to God, thanking God for him out of Gainesville. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., out of Albany, Georgia, Shepherd Mother Taylor. Glory to God. Giving God thanks for these leaders, for all of our leaders, people of God, because, glory to God, it was them breaking their bodies, them making the sacrifice to go into the mind of God to bring forth the word that we would hear and our faith would be built, that we would hear and that Christ would be formed in us. So we bless God for them. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for your leaders. Thank God for your leaders, people of God. We didn't get here on our own. Somebody had to make the sacrifice, and we thank the Lord for each of them that have made the sacrifice to come and to just yield to the will of God. Amen. We want to give God thanks and praise tonight for our PNN advisors. We want to bless the Lord tonight for our prayer warriors. Thanking the Lord tonight for our scripture reader. Amen. Thanking the Lord for those that the Lord has brought to this outreach ministry to help it to continue to go forth. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we're here every night and listen. Glory to God. This is not a one-man job or one-woman job. Amen. We cannot do it all on our own. But we thank God for these people of God that the Lord has brought to this outreach ministry to, again, help it move, to help it to go forth, that the people of God can be blessed, that whenever they need a word, there is a word. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for each and every one of them and their sacrifices. And to you, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for continuing to come. Thank you for continuing to help us to spread this word. Glory to God that this word can get out to people. There is a word from the Lord. And we just bless the Lord tonight. We thank God tonight. We're just grateful to be a part of the Lord's outreach. Amen. We're grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing in this hour, at this time. Amen. Truly, we can say that it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to get ready, amen, Jesus, to sanctify the line tonight. We want to ask on tonight, glory to God, our PNN advisor, Minister Ali Booker, if she can prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. This is our prophetic encounter. Amen. And we are grateful, always grateful to have the man of God here with us. Listen, while we're preparing for the word, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Invite a couple of people to come out to be a part. Listen, you got to text them. You got to text them and let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen. Because, listen, the enemy does not want them to get this word. Amen. He doesn't want them to get any word, glory to God, amen, from the Lord. So, people of God, we got to jar their memories a little bit. We got to let them know, hey, listen, the PNN is on, the PNN is live, and let them know they do not want to miss these next couple of nights. Amen. Glory be to God. Were we not blessed on last night? Were we not blessed on last night? Amen. Glory to God. And listen, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to have our sanctification of the line. And then immediately after that, we're going to have Sister Mary Holland to come and give us our scripture reading in that order. Glory to God. God bless you, Minister Ali. God bless you.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. Bless the speaker.
Yes.
Bless each and every one of y'all. Bless my leaders and your leaders in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Father God, as we approach the throne of grace, first, Father, we want to thank and praise you for who you are. We want to thank and praise you, God, for this day that you made. And you have allowed us to come one more time, God, to hear from you. Now, Father God, we ask that you will wash us, cleanse us, and purge us from all unrighteousness. Father, that you would search our hearts, God, and all that stand before you of us that be displeasing in your sight. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us in the name of Jesus. And Father, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, please give us spiritual wisdom and insight and flood our heart with light. Help us to understand the greatness of your holy power. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, help us to comprehend that this power is living and breathing in us, and help us to activate this power for your kingdom's sake, God, in the name of Jesus. And our Heavenly Father, your word tells us that as you are, that as you are, Father, so are we in the world. Your Spirit lives in us and through us, your powers work. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are your representative in the earth. We represent you in the earth. You said that we could do the same work that you did, and even greater through the power of your Spirit. Father God, as we make ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, pour out the power of your Holy Spirit on us and enable us, God. Enable us to do your work on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, help your people, those in leadership, whether it be in our homes, whether, God, it be for the work of the kingdom, wherever it may be, God, on the face of the earth, help us, God. Help us to seek your wisdom, your knowledge and understanding. Help us, oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to seek your will and your ways in the name of Jesus. And lead us, guide us in a plain path, Father God, a plain path of righteousness, God, for thy name's sake, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you on this night, we come, God. We come that you will, God, endow us with your power, that we can walk according to your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to seek your ways. Help us to seek your ways. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, bless the man of God. Bless Minister Bradley, Father. Continue to bless the work of our hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless the hearers. But most of all, bless the doers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless your word, God, that you have prepared. Anoint our ears to hear, Lord God. Not our ears to hear, but after hearing, Lord God Almighty, help us, God, to obey. Because blessed is he, that we be doers and not just a hearer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But help us, God. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus, that we can be that light that set us on the hill. Lord, that cannot be hid. Almighty God. Almighty God, help us, God. In the name of Jesus, to do a good work. That your name can be glorified in earth. In earth. In us. In us. As I. Jesus, mighty God. As it is in heaven. Oh, mighty God, let your spirit reign now. Let it have free course. In the name of Jesus, bind up every foul, every evil, every demonic spirit. In the name of Jesus, every try to come and hinder your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, bring every thought. Bring every thought to become subject to the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Anoint the man of God, lips of clay, that he will speak as the orders of God, in your Son Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you for hearing us always. Father God, we thank you for the answer, not by faith. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray, and we thank you now for all things. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue, God, to bless the work of Minister Bradley. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We give glory, we give honor. We give praise to your name, God. Oh, Jesus, mighty God. Okay, mighty God. We give praise to your name. We give praise to your name. We give praise to your name. Hey, we honor you. We honor you, Lord God. Mighty God. The God of Abraham. Hey. God of Isaac and Jacob. Now my Lord. Our Lord. Our Savior. Our hope. Our Redeemer. My Lord. In the name of Jesus. Our healer and our hope. The rock of our salvation. Oh, our sustainer. Mighty God. God, mighty God. Hey, hey. Jesus, mighty God. Thank you. Mighty God, Holy Ghost. Have your way now. Holy Ghost, have your way. Move by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, send your cross anointed in the midst of us this night, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, fill us on the inside. Oh, God, on the inside, that your glory can be revealed in earth. In earth. In these vessels, earthly vessels, as it is in heaven. For this we give you glory now. We give you praise and we give you honor. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Mary. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
If we can get her, if we can get her over, Sister Mary, can you come over?
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. She may be having problems getting over on the platform tonight. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ollie, for sanctifying the line for us on tonight. Glory to God. And tonight, the scripture reading. The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 127. Scripture reading coming from Psalms 127 on tonight. And the scripture reads, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemy in the gate. Amen. I read for you Psalms 127 on tonight. May the Lord bless. May the Lord bless the hearers. May the Lord bless the doers of the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we give God thanks again. We bless the Lord again for this prophetic conference. Amen. This prophetic encounter. We're always so grateful to have with us the prophet. Amen. We're always so blessed. He comes with so much wisdom and knowledge. Glory to God. And he freely gives. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight. We just want to remind you one more time, people of God, if you would, go ahead and text somebody. Have them to come. Ask them to come. Invite them to come and be a part of tonight's broadcast. If you have social media, you can go out to our PNN page. There you will find a flyer. If you would like to tag and share, tag and share and invite someone to come. Amen. Indeed, we were blessed on last night, and we know, again, that the Lord has a word for us. Amen. Amen. We are grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're not going to hold you tonight, but we want to hear. We are ready to hear the word. And as I stated, just again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come out and be a part of tonight's broadcast. Go out and invite them. Amen. Go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Amen. Jesus, get your pen and your paper. Get ready on tonight to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. Again, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. To have the prophet with us all the way from Alachua, Florida. We're grateful. Amen. He's the pastor. He's the founder. He's the CEO. He has many ventures. Amen. But he's God's mouthpiece tonight. He's the pastor of Elohim's Revival Center International there in Alachua, Florida. People of God, I introduce to some, I present to others God's mouthpiece for tonight, none other than Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We thank God on tonight. We give God praise for all that he has done and is doing in our lives. Amen. We honor the Lord for those of you in the clergy capacity tonight. We thank God for you. We give honor and praise for our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.D. James. Thank God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Bishop K. Tenner. We give God praise for everyone in their respective places, to my leaders and those who cover me. Thank God for you tonight. We bless God for you, and we pray God will keep you. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to get into the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, turn to Revelations on tonight. Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3. We love the Lord tonight. We thank God for Minister Bradley and the PNN Network. Amen. So thank God for the work that she does and what she provides to the body of Christ. Amen. Because not everybody is doing what she's doing. And we give God praise to all those who have broken their bodies to offer the people of God another means to access God for us, conference lines and different ways and extensions to get their healing and their breakthrough. Revelations 3 and 1. One verse, and then we're going to go to Revelations 4 and 5, and then 5 and 6 and 19 and 12. All right, Revelation, shall we? And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou hast liveth, and art dead. Revelation 4 and 5. And out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 5 and 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamp, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. As we get to Revelation 19 and 12, his eyes were as flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority, even now tonight, Jesus. We pray, God, even now, God, that you will forgive us for all sins, sins of omission and commission. Now, Father, blot out every transgression. We pray now, Master, that you would breathe into your people tonight. Give them revelation, give them understanding, divine direction on tonight, oh God, that they may eat from the table of show their bread and meal. And we give you praise now that your spirit be with us and your glory be with us, oh God. Speak, Lord, the servant hears. For tonight, God, I am asking you to give me the strength to decrease that you may increase. I desire to be nothing that you may everything your people need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. So on last night, if you were with us, we begin to talk about the spirit realm and understanding how the spirit realm works and understanding where we come from as a spiritual being. that is inside of a fleshly body. And because we are a spiritual being inside of a fleshly body, we are bound by and restricted by fleshly attributes and restrictions. So, in other words, there are certain things that your flesh will only permit you to do that you can only do, such as touching. So your flesh can't touch people in another country. It cannot intercede for people in another country, but your spirit can. Your spirit can intercede. This is why it's so important that we pray in the spirit. And so now that we understand the realm of the spirit, we have to go into. So knowing how and how it works and the purpose of it and its being and its existence, then we go into the realm of the spirit. We go into where we function as spiritual beings, not as fleshly vessels, but as spiritual beings. Because remember that our body, according to Corinthians chapter 6, it said our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so because of that, our bodies are a tabernacle. It's an earthly house, and it houses a protective shell for the spirit. All right? So if you look at God as a spirit, God does not have a body, as a gender, does not have a sex, but he is a spirit. And so because of this, we understand that God is in existence in spirit form. There's no flesh there to carve out. There's nothing there that you can literally put clothes on. However, in the book of Revelation, chapter 19 and verse 12, it talks about the flame of God's eyes. It talks about understanding that his eyes were as flames of fire. So that lets us know that his eyes now carries the attribute of a form of purification. How do we know fire is a form of purification? Because we understand, according to Malachi chapter 3, if you have your Bibles, turn there with me, Malachi 3. And we understand this because Malachi 3 tells us that the Lord is a purifier, right? So when we get to Malachi, we understand that according to this particular scripture here, it says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way," that's 3 and 1, "before me, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come into his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and full of soap. And he shall sit as a refiner," so sit as a flame of fire, right? "And not only has stood as a flame of fire, and a purifier of silver." Now, silver is known as a minor element when it comes to its other powers, such as gold and diamonds and all those things. "And he shall sit as a purifier. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver." So understanding that the flame of God's eyes is a form of, that flame is a form of purification. Why do we must pay attention to the flame of his eyes in this context? Because when we look at the flame of God's eyes, the only way to take on the mind of God is you have to go in through the flame of his eyes. Your spirit has to go through a cleansing process. It has to go through a sanctification. It has to go through a part of where you have no residue. So there is a gate before you can just say, "I'm going to walk to God's eyes in the spirit and be in his mind, and we're going to let my mind be in him, and that's how it's going to work." But when you look at the flame of God's eyes, because you're talking about the spirit realm, you have now protectors of the spirit realm, seraphim, which are the flame of God. They're the ring of fire. Not only do you have the seraphim, but you have the anointed cherubs with the swords of fire that guard the gate. So you can't just go in there any way you please, but there must be a way that you go. And you must be purified and sanctified. One scripture tells us that God, Jesus says, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but through, by me." You have to go through what? Through Christ in order to get to the Father. But once we go into or get into the realms of the Spirit, into the mind of God, the creation of Word, the creation of God's word, and all that God has done is in his mind. Because of that, when God began to create the earth, he began to create the heavens and the earth and begins to create the animals, begins to divide the vaults. He begins to set firmament in place. He begins to declare these things into existence. And so creation didn't start in his stomach, but it was started in his mind. The Bible said, let this mind that be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. But he also gave us a fair warning and said, whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think you are a butterfly, no matter if you grow wings or not, nobody's going to change your mind, because if you feel like you're a butterfly, you're going to be a butterfly. You may not get to a caterpillar stage. You may not grow wings. But because you think that, if a man thinks he's insane, if people start thinking crazy thoughts, you begin to adopt these spirits. So why is it so important that we monitor and manage what we say out of our mouth? Because we are a spirit being. And because we are a spirit being in a fleshly body, you don't just speak from the flesh realm, but you speak from the spirit of you. And as you're speaking from the spirit of you, you're also speaking not to just angels that are around you, but demon spirits as well. So when you release stuff into the atmosphere around you, you are calling for an audience of those who will come into agreement with what you're saying. So in other words, when you say, well, I'm sick, then those spirits of sickness who come into agreement with that spirit show up. I'm broke. They show up. You understand what I'm saying? I'm tired. They show up. My motivation is low. They show up. Whatever you call, it comes, because it responds not to your flesh, but because it responds to the spirit of God that's inside of you, your body. You are a spirit. Inside of you is a spirit. And because inside of you is a spirit, we have to be mindful of what we say, because we don't say it in the natural, but our spirit is saying these things. Not your mouth. Your spirit and your body are two different vessels, but your voice is part of the spirit that's in you. Not what goes into a man is out of the man, what comes out of the man. So that lets you know there's a voice on the inside of you. There are words and power on the inside of you. Every day of our life, we are what? Moving in the spirit, be it good or bad. We are releasing spirit, right? We're releasing spirit. And so what are you entertaining in your atmosphere? What are you beckoning for, summoning, calling? What have you called to the aid of in your atmosphere? Now, once it show up, you can't call the church and ask it to pray for it. And the church fighting and praying and say, ooh, they wrestling with a demon over there. They've been battling that thing for a long time. It's because they called it. It is theirs. They have called it to be a council with them. It's been summoned by them. A lot of stuff that we consider witchcraft, this is where the church going to get mad, a lot of stuff we call witchcraft is our own spirit man that we let allow say things out of us, because we let this mess come out of us. We've allowed this stuff to come out of us. Nobody threw nothing at you. It came out of you. And because it came out of you, you have begin to live with what you have spoken over your own life. So into the mind of God, the creation of the word and you, yourself in his mind. So in your mind, in God's mind is where he thought of you, where he mastered you, where he groomed you, where he began to construct your creation. He knew how you were going to look at 10 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. He knew how you look at 7 or 80 years old. He know what's going to be working on your body is 60 and 70 years old. He knew exactly what you was going to kill yourself out of your own mouth at 60 and 70 years old. He knew what was going to sag and droop. He already knew, because he made you. He created you. He knew how the flesh was going to ache, how it was going to get uncomfortable, how it was going to get restless, tired, weary. He knew all of it, and because he knew all of it, he knew what he was doing. You are a master design. There is no other design like you. And so understanding that God created you not only in his image, in his likeness, but he gave you part of him that you may live in this earth. You need him in you to breathe for your organs to function. You need him in you so you have feelings and emotions. You need him in you that you may have right judgment and good character. But you also need the flesh to maintain that you stay here, because the spirit cannot remain grounded in this earth if there is nobody. So Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you that which is also in Christ Jesus. This means that you have to let the mind of God step inside of your mind, become one with the mind of Christ. And this means when you allow your mind to become one with the mind of Christ, you're not battling with the answer of your prayer anymore. You're doing it all in the spirit realm. You're doing it all in the spirit realm. Everything you're doing is all in the spirit realm. Watch this. Remember we talked last night about Elijah and Elisha, how he got the mantle and he hit the water and divided the water, healing and death. I want you all to get a towel. A towel, a sheet, a pillowcase, whatever you can get in your hands. Get in your hands real quickly for me. Get in your hands real quickly for me, real quickly. Once you come into the mind of God, your spirit has become one with God. And you and him are one vessel. Moving in the spirit is moving in God. You're no longer moving by yourself. That's why you need him. You cannot do it alone. But you got to what? Follow the proper protocol. You can't get God unless you go through Jesus. And many of you have a disdainment for authority. You don't like going through authority. And it says, any man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and met for the master's use, and prepared, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So you have the towel on your hands. The Bible talks about how they use the handkerchiefs, towels, and they laid them in the wounds, and the people were healed. All that is a towel, handkerchief, a pillowcase, a sheet, whatever you have, is an extension. Is an extension of your spirit, right? It's an extension of your anointing. It's an extension of your prayers and your intercession, right? So if you take a towel and you begin to declare, see, we shouldn't have to fight to get into the spirit realm, but this simple piece of fabric in our hands, simple sheet, simple towel, whatever it is, blanket, should not be, you know, it spreads, right? It's just simple. You wash with it. But immediately after you have released your spirit into it and you have charged it with instruction, watch it, it must become what you have released because you have released a spirit into it. So if you want to heal, it's going to heal. If you're going to raise the dead, it's going to raise the dead. Well, how do you know it to be true? Because it is an extension. So when they laid the claws on the men, you know, when they laid the covers, the napkins, as they call it, on the men, and they laid them on sick people, the Bible said they were healed and they recovered. Why were they healed and they recovered? Because it was an extension. The Bible didn't say they labored over these things 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible didn't say that they cried and slobbed over for 30 days. We were not there when they were sanctified. They could have lifted up and said, God, whatever you do, let your name be glorified and miracles manifest when we give them to people. And that was all they could have done. Or they could have said, Father, give us a miracle. Raise the dead. Heal the sick. Perform it. They could have done that. But what they do is they're releasing their spirit. And ultimately, because they are in God, they're releasing the spirit of God inside of the tool, the extension. It becomes part, comes not who they are, but it becomes part of their spirit. And they set an intention for it, and they activated it to do a particular job. Now I'm going to mess y'all mind. the reason why people go to witches and warlocks is because they do spirit work. They go and stay in the spirit realm. And everything they do is intentions. That intention. And then it happens. Now, some people say, well, you have to believe in it for it to do that. Contrary to popular belief. There's a lot of people don't believe in God, but it don't mean God don't exist. God is a spirit. They're just working in the spirit realm. They just choose to work with things that are not of God. They choose to work with other types of spirits to do their bidding. Watch this. You and I are both spirit, and because inside of us we have a spirit, our spirit man, meaning that belongs to God, which he declared that we shall be, was man, male or female. Like last night, God didn't create you to be pansexual, homosexual, bisexual, trisexual. He didn't create you. He created you to be male or female. Now, to be pansexual, homosexual, and bisexual, those are fleshly identities associated with other type spirits. So you are a female who identifies with a lesbian spirit. You are not a lesbian, come on somebody, but you are a female who identifies with a lesbian spirit. And that means that the spiritual connection has to be what? Seven. God, help me. We have to what? Purge it out. Just like a pansexual. You are a pansexual identifier, but you are what? A female or a male who is a pansexual identifier. That means that you have identified with a pansexual spirit, but you are still male or female, born, birthed, and created out of the lungs and the rock of God, meaning I cannot separate none of that. You know, we talked about last night how you can butcher your organs, your sexual parts, and still be, because your spirit is designed to adapt to who you are out of the breath of God and out of the mind of God. You cannot be altered, no matter how many surgeries you go under. You will not change the spirit of who you are. You may alter the concept, but you'll never alter who you are. You never alter the spirit of who you are. You may alter the idea that people see. You may pose off and slice up and dice up and be male or female, but because you are spirit, you cannot change or alter that particular thing because it has already been done. Anything that God creates and released in this earth, he settles it. According to Genesis, he said, and it is good. Meaning that it's done not just in the spirit, because Genesis, the earth and all these things were created, and it was created where? In the beginning. Watch this. Let's go back. Because we understand the spirit realm. We're in understanding how to walk in the spirit. We got to understand how God walked in agreement with his own spirit. So we look at Genesis. So as we look at Genesis chapter 1, let's look at this. It said, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and the void, and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, watch this, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. It didn't say his hands. It said himself, meaning his spirit. He is a spirit, meaning God's spirit. Now, there are seven spirits of God, seven speaking spirits of God. Uh-oh. So out of that seven came into congruent agreement and alignment that they would formulate creation. The idea, the mindset of God said, I'm going to do what? Move. And the first thing he does is move over the waters, which water symbolizes spirit. He started with the spirit. He started with that which symbolizes the spirit, which is water. And God said, let there be light. And there was. And God saw the light, that it was what? Good. He saw it. And he solidified to make sure that his creation was accurate and correct, that it was no fault in it, no error in it, no blemish in it. So this is when he said, wait a minute, let's do a quality control check of what we've just done or what I've just done. And let's look over this thing and make sure it comes into an alignment. So he looks over this and looks over that, and he said, all right, the water flowing good. It's right where I need it to be. It's right where the spirit, watch this. He started with the spirit, which is the water. Water symbolizes the spirit, right? So because it symbolizes the host, so because it symbolizes the spirit of God, that means that what? Now the water moving. The spirit of God now is really moving. And so now he got a body of himself moving in the earth. God help me. And so because of this, now he said, that's good. That's good. Let me turn some lights on now. Because I can see the water, even though ain't no lights on, I can still see it. He said, but let's turn on some lights. Let's see what I done did. And he just turned around and he stepped back and said, you know what? That thing sure looked pretty to me. He said, you know what? But it's good. It passed the quality control technique. So when you go back and you look at creation, you go back and you keep holding on to those towels, those blankets, and those sheets, or whatever, pillowcases, whatever you got, keep holding on to it. You're going to do something to me. So when you go back and look at creation of man and the spirit, your spirit comes out of God. And before your spirit is released out of God, out of the third dimension, before you come out of his lungs as a living thing, you pass through his body, come up out of him, and he releases you, and he says, you know what? Right there is good. It's not blemished. It's not bad. It's not nothing wrong with it. It ain't got no twists in it, no kinks. That's going to be a man. That's going to be a man. He's going to have 7 kids, and he's going to have 1 wife. He's going to have no divorces. That's going to be a man. They're never going to fight him over here. They're never going to wrestle him over, but he's going to be a strong man. He may resist me some. It may take him a while to fight me, but he's going to be a young man. He's still going to be a man. Now, between somewhere of you getting here and coming out of your mother's womb, you come out fine. But at 2 or 3 years old, you come out to your mother's or your father's, start saying, well, he always identified as a female. How so? Because you gave him baby dolls to play with? I wasn't supposed to go this way. But because you gave him baby dolls to play with, what we got to deal with? Or is it because you made a judgment call and said, you know what, I didn't want a boy, I want a girl. So you thought it was cute to dress him up in doll's clothes and let him do tea parties. So at 3 years old, when the child's mind is still developing and identifying who he is, not even until he get to his, what, early teens, or before his early teens, third grade, when he began identifying that he is a male or she is a female. You wait till 3 years old and you decide that your child is going to be gay. So in other words, you're vicariously living through your homosexual child. It has been your desire to be gay. You did not discern the spirit, because if you did discern the spirit, you will see that it is a spirit trying to attach to that child's spirit. And that child was not born that way. So I contradict those that say, well, I'm born this way. And they're saying, no, the devil is a liar. I don't care. You were shaped and formed in iniquity. But that form of iniquity is a spirit. That's a spirit. And because it is a spirit, you was not shaped and formed in a spirit. It becomes an attachment to you based upon what you desire, what you reach for, what you are exposed to. Because it is a spirit. Just like you can't tell me no alcoholic don't get out there and get drunk because he don't like what he's doing. Maybe running from something in his life, but he's what? Still coming into agreement with the spirit. You've got to, I don't care what nobody says, you've got to come in agreement with what you are doing in your life, because you are not only entertaining angels, but you are entertaining other spirits. So you got to watch what you say. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, shut up, because you may wake up a spiritual council that may come into agreement with what you're saying that causes warfare or unwarranted tension in your life. You got to what? Denounce these spirits. You are not just human in flesh, but you're a spirit, right? Remember that. You are a spiritual being. And you have a duty and a responsibility to guard that spirit. You understand? The Bible says that, watch this. It said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is the temple for that spirit to dwell in. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of you. And so because it lives on the inside of you, you got to make sure that you do that which is right on the inside of you to honor that and protect it. You have a responsibility to protect the Spirit of God on the inside of you. It is not yours. It is His. That's why when we close our eyes and leave here, He calls back that which He gave. Lord, flesh and blood cannot enter in because that's what the earth, that's what came out your mother. But what came out of God, Jesus, what came out of God Himself has to return because it is His. Y'all see this? It's not yours. It is His. And because it is His, you have the power. It's in a connection to Him. And because it's a connection to Him, it came out of Him. Because it came out of Him, called back, it goes back to where it comes from. Maybe it's not an intercession of prayer, but it is still goes back unto Him, where He is, where the eternal realm is, where manifestations happen without there being any what? Delays, hindrances, denials, issues. It happens in the eternal realm. So what do you mean? I'm in the Spirit, right? So God says in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. What is it is to be in the Spirit? Once you are in the Spirit of God, you are no longer bound by time. Look at the clock on your wall. Look at your watch. Look at your cell phone. You see that clock there? This is why God wants you to do things. He said, do it in the Spirit. He gave you instructions. He said, I'm a spirit. And they that worship me must worship me in the Spirit and in truth. That means that you got to step over into the realm of the Spirit. Now, watch this. It should not be hard for you to get into the Spirit except you're trying to bring that do not belong into the Spirit. Now, if you're trying to come into the Spirit of God and not bring any baggage with you, then you should have no problem going in there. Now, going into the Spirit realm, which is the eternal realm of God, meaning that you can't get into that place except you be honest. You got to be honest. You cannot get into the Spirit realm when you are a mess and you're not honest. That's why Jesus said you can't get to the Father. No man gets to the Father but through by me. You will not bypass the blood, bypass confession, bypass atonement, bypass your raggedy flesh without you telling the truth and confessing it unto righteousness' sake. And nobody cares if you're a pastor, leader, evangelist, teacher, priest. Nobody cares about your position. But when you go to God and in the eternal realm, that's the only way you can go. How do we know many of you don't get into the Spirit? There are leaders, men and women of God, who fail getting into the Spirit, who merely survive and preach off of skill set and gifts alone, but not Spirit. You don't have the backing. So you are able to hijack the anointing when it comes into a room, because it is there. But instead of you being able to walk into the Spirit, you're not able to. Walking into the Spirit should not be a challenge for you, but you should be able to do it all the time. Well, man of God, I don't know what you mean. It is hard to get in the Spirit. The devil is a liar because miracles were performed in the Bible, and they did not have to get on their face and weep and wail for them. They were performed because they lived in a place of the Spirit realm. God has called us higher than where we are now, meaning that we have been settling in a place that we need to come out of. We learn holiness and righteousness. We learn how to dress. We know how to govern ourselves. We know how to put on our clothes. We know how to tell people how to do right. We know how to tell people how to live right. We know how to do it ourselves. Now, how do you function without the Spirit of God? We want to do it on a temporary basis and not a basis that edifies the hand of God. Moving in the Spirit causes us to see the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. We'll see it. Now watch this. The Bible does not, the Bible says that you don't be so heavenly minded that you know earthly good. There's a difference between heavenly mindset and being someone who walks in the Spirit of God. Watch this. Heavenly mindset means you focus on going to heaven. But watch this. Walking in the Spirit of God means you are available for God to hijack your life all day long. Man, you could be in the middle of prayer. Or not even praying, you'd be walking in the grocery store. And you walk past somebody, and God said, that lady right there is going to be healed from her cancer and her disease. All you need to do is just touch her real quick and say, ma'am, could I put my hand on your arm real quick? Like, you ain't even got to tell her why, but I'm going to heal her right now. That's becoming available. You become a vessel where God can step down on the inside of you and perform miracles 24 hours a day. See, we are afraid to let God take over us because we're too busy trying to be in control. But we've got to kill our flesh because you got to understand that you should be able to do the things that are dangerous for you to do. Watch this. The Bible did not lie. Watch this. Hold on. Because, see, sometimes we get to the point that we forget because we forget that it's possible. We fail to understand that we derelict our duty as believers. And we cannot do that. We can't do that. John 14. Watch this. John 14, verse 11. Y'all all right today? It said, believe I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. In other words, what's Jesus saying? Believe that we are one spirit. And if you don't believe that, watch the works that proves itself that it is just not me alone, it's God. And he says, but verily that I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go unto my Father. Watch this. Because there's a vacuum in the earth, that means that you have to ascend into the Spirit of God and walk among men and perform greater works than that Jesus did because he declared it that you shall do it. He didn't reduce it down. He said, you shall do it. And that means it's got to be done. And he said, whosoever ye shall, watch this. When whatsoever and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So everything you ask for in Jesus' name, it's got to be done. 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 Take your blanket. Take your sheet. Take your blanket. Take your pillow cuff or your towel, whatever you got. Take it in your hand real quickly for me. We're not done, but we're going to do it now. By the Spirit of the Lord is resting heavy. Listen, take it, and I want you to begin to declare over that towel, over that blanket, over that sheet, whatever you want God to do, use that to be an extension of you, of your spirit. See, you got to know that you are anointed. Watch this. Before you go to declare and decree, you got to know that you are anointed. You got to believe the word that greater shall you do. And that means that whatever you desire to be done shall be done. Whatever you decree shall be released, shall be released. Whenever you use this garment, it's not an extension of me. It's not an extension of nobody else, but it's an extension of who God has called you to be, and it's based upon your anointing in your own life, your own authority that God has given you. You don't need nobody else's power because you've been praying, you've been fasting, you have been building up your spirit. Therefore, it is in your hands to do. Whereas men and women of God can only do so much. We can only go so far, and you become an extension. So you take the seeds that's implanted into you by leadership. Those things have been deposited into you by leadership. And as they have been deposited into you, released into your spirit, then you what? Charge the garment as an extension. And you begin to decree and declare over it that you're going to heal the sick. You're going to raise the dead. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to break miracles, break shackles, break chains. And I don't care if you have to cut it up seven ways, but whoever touches it, God, let a miracle be made manifest. Let breakthrough be made manifest. It shall happen because I come into agreement with it in Jesus' name. It's an extension of your spirit. It's an extension of your spirit. So watch this. So as the spirit of an individual moves, now, how do we know we commune with God in the Spirit? As we move into the Spirit of God, we move into the Spirit realm. Understand the communion. So, and you go into the Spirit realm, is like going into the tabernacle. I got just a few minutes. It's like going into the tabernacle. And as you're going into the tabernacle, yes, God. As you're going into the tabernacle, you are going into the place where you, as according to the Bible, the priests were bloody. They had blood all over them. You know, the tabernacle kept frankincense and myrrh and sage and all this stuff burning, you know, frankincense and myrrh and sage. Sage kept the atmosphere clean. Frankincense and mercury and diseases, infections down because it was a bloody place, right? Now, the priest goes behind the veil. And so in the natural, they're going behind the veil because of the curtain, where the Ark of the Covenant is and where the table of, where all of these things are. But once the priest steps behind the veil, once he stepped behind the veil, now he's stepping inside of another tabernacle, but the tabernacle he's stepping inside of is the Spirit of God. Oh, God. He's stepping inside of the Spirit of God, and inside of that Spirit, my God, hey, everything that he passed through in the flesh coming through to get here begins to minister to him. The table of showbread begins to minister. The golden candlesticks begin. Everything becomes an extension of God, and because it is God and it's out of God, it ministers to his soul. And not only does he get an atonement for the people of God, he also gets a word. That's why when you go into the Spirit of God, according to Romans, we know not what to pray. But the Spirit make an intercession for us with moans and groans we cannot utter. When we get into the Spirit of God, I see mantles falling. When we get into the Spirit of God, when we see getting into the Spirit of God, we get into the Spirit of God where we move into the place where everything and instrument that God has created as an extension of him begins to minister to us at our need. Meaning the golden candlestick, the seven speaking spirits of God begin to speak. Out of the flame of Pentecost comes God's voice. Out of the table of showbread, the brazen lava, all of these things begin to minister to us because they are extensions. They're extensions of God. So that means, about this, the lava, the washing rod, the brazen altar, the lampstand, the altar of incense, the table of showbread, the altar, every place we move in the Spirit of God. So there's a natural tabernacle. There's a spiritual tabernacle. The only thing in a natural sense is that it's built to model that which is spiritual. But in the spiritual stations of the natural tabernacle, watch this, there's the voice of God speaking back to you, ministering to your soul, refining your spirit, speaking down on the inside of you, giving you what you need because it is in the Spirit of God. And because it is in the Spirit of God, you are not waiting for anything to be revealed. You're not waiting for anything to be made manifest. You're not waiting for God to do it. Because if you get into the Spirit, it's happening for you right now. Because you are no longer in time, and time does not exist in the spirit realm. It does not have a place in the spirit realm. It has not authority there. It has not opportunity to distract you there. It has not, because see, in the spirit realm, you are not in control because you are in God and God is in you and you are one vessel. And now intercession becomes interlocked. That means that God begins to stand up in you and begins to speak and decree and declare based upon what your spirit needs. It was discussed last night. So that word ever hit in my heart is David declared that I might not sin against you. Long as you lock it up in there, your heart's desire. He said, I give you your heart's desire. But that means it has to be locked up in your heart as David is hidden in his heart. That means that when you go into intercession, you may go into intercession. And how you know when you're praying in the spirit? Because you're no longer mouthing off things. You're no longer saying, God, do it for this and God, do it for that. But once you tap over into the spirit, there is no verbiage that you can understand. But it's only heavenly language. Because in God's world, in his kingdom, they only speak heavenly. Yeah, he may understand your English. But to connect with him, it must be heavenly. It must be in the spirit. And stay and remain in the spirit so that you can be an extension for God. That's all you are. You are an extension of God. And whatever tool you use, a towel, a bottle of water, some oil, is an extension of what God has put in you. Whether it's purified or not purified, it's an extension of what God is putting in you. Some of us tonight need to reshame some spirits that we done spoke. We got some mouths over here on this side of Eden. And we need to rescind some stuff, bind up our own words that we done said out of our own mouth recklessly, because we have gathered a council of spirits around us that are not of God. Stuff is failing for a lot of people because of the words you say out of your mouth. Stuff ain't working for a lot of people because of the words you say in your mouth. This towel in my hand, I've been wiping sweat with it till it has been declared what it should be. A bottle of water that I would use for ministry to anoint people with is nothing until he's instructed me to declare what it should be. The Bible says, speak those things to be not as though they were. But whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. Death and life and the power of your tongue. What do you want your fabric to do? What do you want it to do? That is in the will of God. Now, ain't somebody put some love me on it and to keep your husband and keep your girlfriend and steal somebody's husband or wife. I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about doing that. Although it can be done, but God will judge you like fire. So I don't advise that you do it that way. Do it out of the will of God, out of the heart and the mind of God. It's part of you, meaning it traced back to you. So whether you use it for good or evil, just like our prayers, whether you use it for good or evil, many of us are reaping the benefits of witchcraft prayers that we've prayed over the years over people. God isn't pleased by far. Who was in Bible study? Just this past week here. And the Lord, this is what the Bible said. He said he's getting ready to judge leaders because of how they speak to his people, how they do things in the name of the Lord, which is not in the name of the Lord. They do it in their own name and use God as their cover to be abusive, aggressive, manipulative, controlling, and hurtful to the people. So he was going to judge the sicknesses and diseases among leaders, among clergy. And it was going to bring them down to their knees to make them come and look up at God and repent for what they've done to his people. He said, I'm angry because how leaders, men and women of God, have mishandled my people. I know it's going to make leaders mad, but I don't care. God is tired of our abuse of power. I told the people of God, I said, listen. I said, I'll be in Nicaragua. I'm not Nicaragua. I'll be in South America. I'll be in South America preaching revival in Peru. Or either Argentina, and I get a call from somebody telling me that one of the leaders is sick and on their bed of affliction, on their deathbed, and not dead, but they're sick. I told him, I said, if you don't believe me, watch it happen. That was at 8:24 when I said that, and at 8:24, the Lord told me to look down at my phone. I looked down at my phone. I had a missed call on my phone from Nicaragua, which is in South America. Among those countries. And he told me to screenshot it and send it to the church so they could see it. And I told him, I said, God does not play. When he says something, he means it. He don't need your okay. He don't need my agreement because he's God. You have to like it. He's still God. And that means you or nobody else can do about it. But say, yes, Lord, and amen. Tonight, if you say, man of God, I am here, and I'm still struggling with my life, I want to be saved, and that's your opportunity to come and give your life to Christ, and that's your opportunity to give your all to the Lord tonight, while the time is yet happening. See, we don't understand that Joshua's job was not to get you through the promise. But Joshua's job is to get you to the judge. The generation you see now is to get you to Jesus. The coming of Christ, the rapture. Get you through these days of labor and the days of sorrow. Get you through 2028. Get you to your survival point. Get you to even get your white robe. That's what Joshua's job is. It's not a hard job. But we got a whole lot of Moseses that are still here, that are part of Moses' era. They're going to fight against it because it's unusual for them and it's unknown. But you got to realize that it's got to be done in the spirit, and that's where the power is. That's where God's power is. And if you want miracles, signs, and wonders manifest in your life, you are, come on, stop fighting and grab hold and come on into the spirit. There were three mantles that dropped tonight. And if you still here and you want to be saved, press star 6 and come over to the platform. There were three mantles dropped tonight. And if you know that God has dropped that, released that mantle on you, I want you to come and pray a prayer of healing over your life. I'm not going to tell you what mantles they were, because we don't know if it was you or not after a while. If you want to be saved, come. Come now. Come now. Give your life to Christ. It's a beautiful thing to love God. It's a beautiful thing to trust Him, to believe Him. It's a beautiful thing to walk with Him and know that God is with you and that you are with God. Amen? Come on, give Him a praise. Amen. Prince Starship, Minister Bradley, is anybody on the platform? Anybody on the platform?
No, sir. No one's on the platform right now.
That's good. All right. While we're still waiting for people to call the salvation.
There's a caller. There's a caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform. Press star 6 again. There you are. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can make your request now. You're on the platform. It's mute. If your phone is on mute, take your phone off of mute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there you are.
Well, I want to say hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, and give God the praise and thank Him for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this opportunity. And that's all. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. That was you are. Amen. And then anybody else want to come for prayer? This is for prayer. You want prayer, salvation. God's salvation. Grab salvation. There are six pastors on here tonight. Six of you. The Lord wants to strengthen you for what's next. There's a heavy assignment that's on your life now. And the Lord wants to give you the strength to come to the next phase of where He's taking you to a ministry. I need you to come to the platform. Six pastors. Six of you. Six men and women of God. Press star 6 and come to the platform. If you shy, you don't want to come, God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. If you need a prayer, if you got a prayer request, come to the platform. Come to the platform. Press star 6. But if you're one of those pastors, just come and say, man of God, I'm one of those pastors. I just want to touch and agree with you that the Lord will strengthen you through this next move, this next journey for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Any prayer requests on tonight? Any prayer requests?
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord.
This is Missionary Dorothy Fan, and I'm praying for my lungs and for the tightness in the chest and all the coughing. So I'm just asking for prayer tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? We will pray for you. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else? Any more prayer requests? Yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Anybody else? Anybody else got a prayer request?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Prayer starts
here.
Praise the
Lord. man of God. This is Elder Jamie Packer, and I'm requesting prayer that I will make the move that I need to make, my next step. I'm asking for prayer that I will make my next step. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, Lord. Hey, hiya.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else has a prayer request? It's wrong. Anybody else has a prayer request?
Thank you.
Where's the lady with the lungs, the one with the breathing? I need you to come back to the platform for me. If you haven't left, just come back to the platform. Just hang out. Just don't move. Just stay there. Any other prayer request? Any other prayer request?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Any other prayer request tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Press star 6. Make sure your phone isn't on mute while you're trying to talk. Amen. Press star 6 and come to the platform. We bless you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We bless us tonight. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else?
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Lift your hands for me real quickly, not high, just as high as you can get them. It's comfortable for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. I feel God want to give you a miracle and heal your body. Right now. There's no delay. Just he wants to do something for you right now. Right now. Do you believe that?
Yes,
I can't be the only one to believe it. Do you believe
it?
Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you now. Father, we thank you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father,
Jesus.
I decree and declare right now by your power and your authority, oh God, that every bit of it congestion, God, everything of tightness right now in the name of Jesus,
yes,
I command
Lord
it to loosen up, Father.
Jesus.
I command those lungs to open up right now
in the name
of Jesus. Father, I send the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in her chest.
Yes,
God, take your hands, oh God, and expand in her lungs, oh God, even now.
Yes,
God, hold that nuclear dispel out of her body, even now in the name of
Jesus.
Father, I decree and declare a miracle right now, Father. I decree and declare healing from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet right now, Father. In the mighty name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, I bind sickness, I bind disease, I bind every I speak life over her life, even now, Father, in the fire, even now over her body, in healing fire, healing fire, come out of those lungs, mucus, come out of that body now, in the mighty
name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose yourself out of there.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
He cuts up a whole a miracle, God.
Name of Jesus.
Clear it up, God. Clear it up, God. Clear it up, God. Clear it up, God.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Release the tightness. Release the hardness.
Right now. Right now. Right now.
Cross her chest. Bust it up now, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bust it up now. And breathe into those lungs.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. In the name
Thank
of
you.
Jesus.
In the name
Bring
of
Jesus.
Those
lungs, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
to you.
Yes,
Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I want you to take three deep breaths. I want you to take three deep breaths in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Take three deep breaths. Breathe in one time and breathe out. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. Release it. Release it. In the name of Jesus. Release it now.
In the name of Jesus.
Relax those lungs. Relax those bronchioles now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
How do you feel now, woman of God? How do you feel?
Oh, God, I pray.
Hallelujah. And don't let her return. We bind back to the revelation, God.
Yes.
Call that body to be whole and healed now. In
Jesus'
name.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Complete the work, Father. Complete the work, Master. Complete the work.
In Jesus'
name. Come over. Yes, Jesus. Come on, don't be a Nicodemus and try to come by night, but do it now.
Man of God, this is Minister Brooke again. Sister Sharon has kidney problems. Sister Renee has kidney problems. Sister Sharon on dialysis. And Sister Renee, she has kidney problems as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Minister Brooke. Ms. Lauren. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else tonight? Was there somebody else speaking? Anybody else? Press star 6 and make sure your phone's unmuted. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. Holy Ghost, we bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
this is what you call into the spirit, y'all. This is where we're at now. When the Lord begins to
praise
move and healing and miracles, that's when you're in the spirit. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. My name is Sister Betty, and I'm requesting prayer for my sister-in-law, Dorothy Purnell. She has to have dialysis 3 times a week. So I'm requesting prayer for her.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm requesting prayer for strength in my body and my back. And
yes,
thanks
ma'am.
For the message
yes,
tonight. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Mm.
Amen. Anybody else tonight? The gate is open. Portals are open right now. It is limitless what the Lord will do. He will do it right now. He'll do it right now. If you're waiting on me to call out a sickness or disease, you just bring your sickness and your issue or whoever sickness it is, bring it to the, bring it here. So we're going to call that thing down and call it done. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Insulin deficiency.
One more time, man of God. Will you pray for a bladder problem? Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Insulin deficiency.
Yes.
Come on. Come on, Saint. I'm going to try to be off here before 11 o'clock. Come on. Insulin. You got issues with your pancreas.
Pray for the Dennis family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else tonight? Anybody have issues with their pancreas? Your pancreas produces insulin. Anybody tonight? If you're here, come on over. Press star 6. Press star 6. Press star 6. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anybody on the platform, Minister Bradley?
My God. No, nobody else on the platform. Got another request for bladder. Bladder.
Okay.
Bladder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, you have heard the requests and the petitions even now in the name of Jesus. You have spoken that which, O God, is on your heart and your mind tonight for your people and your body. God, you have given room for them to come and confess, to seek their healing and their deliverance now, Father. And, Lord, we pray now because heaven and earth must come into an agreement because the Spirit is aligned. And so because our Spirit is aligned with yours tonight, God, we decree and declare now, God, according to what you have permitted, what you have called out because it is on your heart, what you have desired to seek to heal, God, meaning that you have been looking for it tonight, meaning you have found it among us and those that are in this midst know somebody that has the issue. And those that have added the issues. Father, you are not short and shy from your place. Father, if you called it, you have made it your responsibility. And so tonight, God, we give it over to you and we say, Father, make room and make miracles happen before our eyes, even now, in the name of Jesus. God, make miracles move now in the midst of us. God, cause those kidneys to be healed. Cause those bladders to be moving. Like this year, God, we bind infections. We bind in Jesus. We command new kidneys
in
to come. God, make them available rapidly, God.
In the name of Jesus.
God, move up, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray
in the name
for those
of
who are on dialysis that they get kidneys. God, that they get kidneys and get healing in their body.
Yes.
Even now, we bind rejection of the new kidney. We
right
bind
now,
rejection
in the
of the
name,
God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we
in
pray wholeness in their body, wholeness in their life, healing, God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, make
in the
a way
name
tonight
of
for your people. Bind the will of the enemy tonight and bring his works in all now in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you praise, honor, and glory.
Yes,
God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. At this time, we're going to turn over to Minister Bradley. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, man of God. Amen. Listen, people of God, let's just give God praise right now. Amen. Let's just give him a praise. Just open up your mouth and give God a praise tonight. Glory to God for what he has done. Glory to God. Give him a praise. Amen. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Glory to God. Out of your heart, out of your spirit. Glory to God. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. God, hallelujah. Give him a praise on tonight. Glory to God. A praise for this word. Glory to God. This word on tonight. What has done? Glory to God in you on tonight. Glory to God. What is your spirit on tonight? We give God praise. Glory to God for coming. Amen. To know. Glory to God. Calling us people of God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to walk in the spirit of truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But this is God. This is who God has created us to be. Glory to God. This should be our abiding place. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. Jesus, glory to God for opening our understanding. We're thanking him for breathing upon us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge on tonight. Glory to God. That, listen, even a fool cannot err. Amen. Glory to God. Man of God made it so plain. He rolled it out so plain. Glory to God. For us. On tonight, glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, so plain on tonight. And listen, we just want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. So much has been rolled out. Glory to God. The blinders. Have not the blinders been lifted off of our eyes? Glory to God for this. We ought to tell God thank you. Amen. Glory to God. The truth has come. The truth has come. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for this truth, glory to God, that has brought light, glory to God, and brought us out, glory to God, that we might walk in the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. So, people of God, listen, we want to encourage you to get a copy. Get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. This is night number two. Night number two of the prophetic encounter. Amen, Jesus. Glory. I don't know about you, people of God, amen, but I've been waiting. Have you not been waiting? Glory to God. Have you not been waiting? Sometimes you're waiting to hear something, amen, but you don't know what it is. But when it comes, it causes your spirit to leap, causes your spirit, man, to stand up aright, amen. And we thank God for this word on tonight, for causing us to stand aright, stand up straight. Glory to God. Amen. Ready. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Ready, glory to God, to be, amen, Jesus, an extension for God in the earth. Glory be to God. So tonight we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, so much has been, amen, so eloquently, amen, just laid out for us on tonight. People of God, you cannot afford not to get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to get a copy on tonight. People of God, simply text on tonight that number. Amen. We'll give you a couple of numbers. We're going to give you a couple of numbers. There are so many ways that you have access to this word. So many ways. Amen. The first way, praise God, is to text 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, you may text on tonight 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you may certainly reach out to us via our PNN Messenger. You may reach out to us on Messenger to get a copy if you would like to have a copy, or you may simply go to our PNN Facebook page. There we house all of our messages. You can go out any message that you would like to hear. Glory to God. You can go out and you can certainly get a copy. It's absolutely free, people of God. absolutely free, doesn't cost you anything. We give God thanks. We give God praise for making it available, glory to God, to you, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because it's all about the kingdom. We're all about kingdom business, amen. Glory be to God, and it's not the will of God that any should be lost. Glory be to God, but that all should come, that all should be saved. Glory be to God, not just saved, but that, glory be to God, our understanding may be enlightened. Glory be to God. The Lord doesn't just want us to just to exist, but he wants us to live. And this word that comes forth will enable us to live the life. Amen, Jesus, and that Christ may live in us. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, you can get your copy. Get your copy, please, ma'am, please, sir. Go back over the message. Go back over the message as many times as you like. Amen. Text us. We'll send you a copy. Go out to our PNN page. You can get a copy there. If you don't have Facebook, you can simply Google Prayer News Network. Once you Google Prayer News Network, People of God, you'll also see our messages there. As well, you can access our podcast. For those who like podcasts, you'll be able to access podcasts there. So listen, people of God, we're trying to make this word available to you by any means necessary. By any means necessary. It's all about the kingdom, people of God, and the Lord is redeeming the time. The time is short. And we got to get in our place, and we got to get there quickly. Glory be to God, because there's a work that we must do for the kingdom. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, man of God. We bless God for you on tonight. We thank God for this word, my God. I'm telling you, it's so much, so much, so much. Listen, people, please, please, ma'am, please, sir, get this message, access this message. Send it out to as many people as the Lord unctions you to send it to. Tag somebody. Go out to our PNN page. Tag somebody. Tag them. Tag them. Send it via messenger. Tag them on their page. Glory be to God. Listen, and all they got to do is click on the logo. Click on the logo. Yes, click on that logo, and the message will begin. Amen. That they need to hear, they will hear. That their souls might be free. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word. Glory to God. Again, as I said, so much, amen, has been said on tonight. And we thank God. Truly, truly, it is a prophetic encounter. Truly, glory be to God. We're being transitioned. We're being changed. As the man of God said, all we got to do is just make yourself available. Make yourself available. Glory to God. Don't come against this word, glory to God, but let the word penetrate into your spirit. You may not even be able to understand it fully in your mind, but receive it in your spirit and let the word work in your life. Amen. Glory to God. It's all by God's divine design. Amen. Glory be to God. Man of God, we give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. We bless the Lord. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank you for your commitment to the Prayer News Network Global. Jesus, and we just want to say a word of prayer. We're going to release the line unto you. Amen. If you would care to, at that time, let the people know how to follow you. Amen. Social media platforms, however, whatever is, amen, do you have access to for the people. We would like for you to give them that information at that time if you so desire. Amen. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We give you praise. We glorify you for this word on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight for this word that has come to purify, for this word that has come to sanctify, this word that has come to change, this word that has come to transform us. You on tonight. Glory to God. And with open heart, open, Father, we say yes. To your will, we say yes
to your way. We say yes, Lord. Glory to God. Within our being, we say yes. And Father, we're thanking you for your messenger tonight. We're thanking you for your manservant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, oh God, that you put within his vessel. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for the call. We're thanking you for the voice in the earth now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and even so, as the man of God has labored to bring forth this word on tonight, Father, we're asking that you will bless him now. We're asking that you will bless him even now in the name of Jesus. Bless him, glory to God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We're asking that you will bless him now as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will cover now. Cover and shield your vessel, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking on tonight, glory be to God, that the ring of fire would cover him, would shield him, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We're thanking you for lifting. We're thanking you for elevation. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what you're doing in his life. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your gift to the nations. We're thanking you now for opening doors, 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 doors of utterance, oh God, that this word would go forth, that your people would hear, that your people would be free. Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh glory to God. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for a wealthy place. We're thanking you for a wealthy place, oh God, the wealthy place, oh God, that you've caused your servants' feet to trod. We thank you now. We're asking you, oh God, that you will bless us going out, bless us coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Father, cause your face to shine upon him. Cause your face to continue to shine upon him in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless and strengthen, oh God, and restore virtue unto him. In that precious name, Jesus, we glorify you now. We magnify you for your doing, for it's truly your doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Father, we forbid backlash now of the enemy. We forbid any retaliation, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We forbid it as sons of God. And Father, we give you thanks and praise for the victory in all things. We do pray in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart tonight say amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Ah, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Man of God on tonight. Again, we cannot say thank you enough. We cannot say thank you enough. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back over to you for final word and for the dismissal of the line on tonight. Listen, people of God, don't forget to come back tomorrow night. We got two more nights. We got two more nights of this prophetic encounter. Amen. Truly, you have been blessed. We know that you have. Amen. You're hanging in there with us all the way to the end. Glory be to God. So tonight, do tell somebody, two more nights, amen, two more nights of this prophetic encounter, glory be to God, and they don't want to miss it, amen, glory to God. So tell someone, invite someone, be back here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, amen, glory to God. Man of God, we're going to release now the platform back to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We thank God and we honor God for his spirit and his presence on tonight. But we thank God for who he is and what he's doing. Because truly God is moving by his spirit and his mm-hmm. power on tonight. And so we bless him tonight. So if you guys, those who want to engage with me, we do ministry during the week. And on the weekend Sabbath service, we're on our YouTube channel. Minister Bradley has the name of the ministry. And she also has the conference line information as well. But for those of you who would like to have that number, if it's okay with Mr. Bradley, I will share it with you all at this time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that number is 667-770-1245. And that's 667-770-1245. And the code is 9538941#. That's 9538941#, and at 7:30 p.m. nightly, so that's Monday through Friday, is when we're on the conference line, and so we're on there at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Amen. And so those who want to fellowship with us, and like I said, Minister Bradley knows how to access us on our YouTube channel and on our church group page on Facebook as well, and our church Instagram page, we have that as well, and I'll post that into the group page. So, amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We have some more nights to make it. Amen. And I'm looking for God to move in a way he has never moved before. Amen. Because truly we serve an awesome God and a powerful God. Amen. I'm going to pray tonight. Get those towels in your hand, just in case I didn't do the declaration tonight. Get those towels in your hand, rags, sheets, blankets, whatever they are. Get them in your hand tonight. Amen. And I want you to begin to declare out of your mouth what you want that towel to be an extension of your spirit of, and I want you to use it for just that purpose. So this means that once you declared over that towel, that sheet, that blanket, that pillowcase, to be whatever you declared out of your spirit, the spirit of God that's in you, that it be declared what it is used for, then that's what it should be used for. Amen. Don't use it for nothing other. Don't use it for an apron if it's not declared an apron. Don't use it for a head rag. It's not declared a head rag. But you use it just for what you declared it for. Now, the same way you have done this towel under this same anointing here, you should be able to do another towel, another rag, another pillowcase, another blanket. This is an extension of the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen? All you're doing is releasing the Spirit of God that is in you into the object. Amen? It is called an extension, a tool. And this is a tool to help you do or to extend the work of God from your hands. In other words, when you are not in a place, it can do things that you're not there to do. So you give a piece of it to somebody and say they need healing, and it's for design for healing. Give it to them and tell them put on where they need the healing at, and it should heal because that's what you have declared it's designed to do. That's the spirit you released out of your spirit. So the council of agreement, that means those spirits that you called into agreement with you when you declared it should be standing in agreement when it's applied. Angels, healing angels, right? All right. And we'll deal more of this a little later on how to utilize your extension to do the work of God that you cannot do when you're in the present, but you can send it to do what you cannot do while you're there. Amen. Send it to other countries, to other nations, oil and all of these things, how oil is designed to heal and bring miracles because you're not, these are extensions. But we'll deal with that on another time. Father, we thank you this night, oh God, for your glorious power, your glorious spirit, and your anointing. And Father, we thank you now for this line. We pray now, God, for great things for this ministry, for the souls that it shall bring, the people it shall bring. Father, let them be set free, healed, delivered. Give them breakthrough even now, Master. Do a thing in their life that never been done before. God, I pray that you will bless the host, bless the moderator, bless the staff. Bless this line, this ministry, God. Bless the work. Send the souls to the north, south, east, and west. God, send fire and deliverance over those who are under the sound of my voice. Pour into your people like never before. Holy Ghost, have thy way tonight, Jesus. We give you praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. And Minister Bradley's hand, the line is released to her. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Be blessed.
Amen. All said, people of God, yes, we will see you on tomorrow night. Just want to remind you one more time, please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come and be with you. Amen. God bless you. We do love you. And we'll see you on tomorrow night.
Goodbye.